2021 has begun, people. What up, though? It's your boy, Guapo. I just want to say welcome back. If for those of you, this is your first time, I just talk shit. I speak real shit, though. And I only give you my unapproved, unprofessional, gut opinion. Like, that's all I got for you. That's all I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? 2020 ended on a lot of bullshit, like a lot of negative shit. A lot of things that are like life-altering or life-changing, definitely for me. I recorded, an unreleased episode of 2020. And just listening back to it, it felt like, I guess, like an entry to a journal. I let off a lot of frustration in that episode, I guess. I was very turnt. I had drank an entire fifth of Crown Apple, an entire fifth by myself. And I participated in a few other nameless activities prior to recording it. However, I must say, listening to it again, I was speaking them goddamn facts. I can't say that enough. F-A-C-T-S, nigga, facts. That's all I do. My goofy ass took the liberty of broadcasting my feelings, though, to a group of people the other day. And I recorded it. And I was like, damn, I got my own idea for my shit. Like, I'm really, like, a goofy motherfucker. But I feel like it's my duty to, you know, I guess, put myself out there before I put other people on blast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to make sure the mirror clean before you do anything else. You got to make sure you in order. You got to make sure your priorities, your values, your morals. And again, I try to be a positive person for people, because we don't have enough of that either. We have an extremely amount of negative people, or sarcastic people, or pessimistic, if you will. But people need to learn how to be positive. Like, I try to turn all of my negatives into a positive. Like, my night-night declaration, for example. Night-night, nigga, meaning go to bed. When I go to sleep, I go to sleep. Like, when old boy said black people go on break, they go on break. Nigga, when I go to sleep, I go to sleep. You would think I was playing when you hear me snore, okay? Let me go back, though. My night-night declaration. That's this little pamphlet that I normally give to, like, women that I'm dating or a woman that I'm dating. If we're going to be in the same bed together and I'm going to fall asleep, you got to sign this shit before we go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to look at me and be like, this nigga is not snoring like this. Not this nigga right here. You're going to, like, kick me or punch me or, like, wake me up or some shit. Like, I've had somebody tell me I slept at somebody's house. And I've had that person tell me they were on the floor below me and I kept them awake. Meaning I was upstairs, nigga. An entire ceiling was between us and I kept them awake. For real. Think that clearly. When I go to sleep, I sound like I live a 600-pound life. For real, for real. Like, my ex's kids, they be impersonating me and shit. Some of them motherfuckers didn't even record me. Like, I know for a fact two of my exes done recorded me sleep. I pray to God that they've deleted those videos. Like, I pray to God. But shit, when the nigga go to sleep, I'm out. I work too hard not to sleep good. Fuck is you talking about? So I don't really give a fuck what a nigga gonna say about me. When I go to bed, I'm gonna sleep good. When I make one side of the pillow wet from drooling, because I drool in my sleep, I kick in my sleep, I talk shit in my sleep. I might even tell your mama she ugly in my sleep, because she might be ugly for real. I just might not be, you know, conscious enough to say it out loud. You can't do nothing to me in my sleep. What you gonna do to me in my sleep? You gonna hurt me in my sleep? That'll be fucked up. That'll be real fucked up. But I'm gonna love you through it all. I'm gonna love you through it all. I'm being for real. I mean, again, that's all I can do is speak facts. I've told every woman that I've ever dated for sure, for real. Like, especially after a good session of bedroom aerobics, a nigga be out. Ooh, if the head be fine, my Lord, my Jesus, you in trouble. I'm gonna sound like I'm deaf. Like, I don't even understand what's going on in my surroundings. I'm gonna be that motherfucking loud when I go to sleep. I'm sorry, it's the truth. For real. I got trust issues like a motherfucker too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's due to numerous reasons. Like, let me explain that first. I've been a complete male whore. I've been the main side nigga. I've been the side nigga. That's option number three. I've been the trophy piece, the young nigga, the sex toy, the boy toy. You fucking name it, okay? Unfortunately, this is the movie of my life. I'm just here to tell it. I've also hurt some people too, though. I apologize to those people because I was young, immature, and I made a lot of mistakes. So forgive me. I forgive you. Again, I apologize. But I could not have made this journey without you. Like, for real, for real. I mean, they just make you check. And then it's like, at my job, okay? My job is another reason, too. They make you check dumb shit. If people walking in the door wet, they gonna make you go see if it's raining. Dead ass. No bullshit. That's the type of shit I'm talking about. So they make you, like, micromanage or, I guess, double check the double check, if you will. Like, the shit is fucked up. So I got trust issues, you know, to name a few. For example, I still have to put things in perspective, like, right now. And I'm not prejudiced. However, I see things, like, differently now that I'm older and I understand the way certain things work and shit. So for black and white people, our experiences are just different when it comes to certain things, like dating. When white people date each other, you motherfuckers court. Like, y'all define that shit. Y'all go skating, dinner, dances, to the movies and shit. Where I grew up, you mostly had to go to the sock hop or the skating ring once or twice every now and then. Like, plus we was poor, so we ain't really have all the motherfucking options like y'all do. Y'all had a lot of shit going. Plus, my mama would call every young lady. I mean, no young lady was good enough when I was growing up. No young lady. Sorry, beautiful women. Sorry. JB would call all of y'all pissy tail gals. I remember this one time specifically. I was on the phone with my first love. Hey, first love. I know your name. You know how I know who you are. We was on the phone at like 2:30. And my mama picked up the phone on the other end. She said, "Get your ass off this goddamn phone. You gotta go to school in the morning." I was like, "God damn." On the phone with one of them pissy tail gals, then she gonna hang up. I was like, "What?" She was right though. Nigga had to go to school. But even still, side note, even my first love cheated on you, boy. First love out the gate, nigga. You get your heart broke out the gate. It's your fault I don't like this. Not my first love, but you know what I'm saying? The people during that little spell, man, look, it's fucked up. That's why I got trust issues, bro. For real. Even white adults now, like, y'all date each other now. Even I wasn't taught this shit as an adult. Like, my mama wouldn't tell me what your mom would tell you. I'm not going to say that yet, but she wouldn't tell me the normal. The normal things you would hear, like on the movies, on how you treat a woman right, this, that, and the third. No, I had to learn that. I had to get those bumps treating women bad. And again, I apologize to those women, but shit, I'm still suffering from them scars. I got some major motherfucking trust issues. And this bitch talking about, "Let me drive the key to the boat." The boat? Baby girl, what's your last name? Like, do y'all be hearing the shit these folks be rapping about? This motherfucker said, "Let me try to keep..." Listen. Wait. Again. I got trust issues. And you got to know yourself. You got to know yourself. So this is just me being me. My circle is like a period at the end of a sentence. Like, you got to get down on the paper and be breathing on the paper to see them motherfuckers. Because it ain't that many of them. For real, for real. Another reason I made this my first episode is because I don't disrespect anybody along my way. Like, I don't go around poking and provoking people and putting my nose in people's business. I just don't do stuff like that. Guapo does not get down like that. Yo, I'm back at it again. Listen, I'm at a point in my life where things are starting to, like, transition from one phase to another. And my brother called it a breakthrough. I can't put words to it. But I'm gonna stick with that one. I like the way that one sounds, like breakthrough. Like, just say that thoroughly. Breakthrough. You understand? And I said something earlier about making sure the mirror is clean first. You know, make sure your shit together before you go, you know, poking at people and doing shit and doing this, that, and the other. I might have got a little off subject, but I said all that to say this. I know my flaws. I know where I go wrong. I've learned what I need to work on. Have you? That's a serious question for motherfuckers. Have you? Because these motherfuckers out here right now, nigga, they is troubled. And when I say troubled, nigga, I mean, like, they got mental motherfucking issues. For real. No bullshit. I'm trying my best not to laugh right here. No bullshit. Because motherfuckers be acting like they have every answer to every problem. Bitch, no, you don't. If you had all the answers, bitch, you'd be married by now. You wouldn't even be single and looking, let alone have children by a motherfucker that don't want you either. I'm sorry, he don't. Is it you or the kids he don't want? My bad. We ain't gonna touch on that neither. However, again, make sure your shit is together first. I'm a work in progress. The first step is admitting that shit and then knowing, like, okay, I got this to work on, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. You can't do that if you watching other motherfuckers. Like my boss told me the other day, if the pilot back here handing out peanuts, who flying this motherfucker? Bitch, if you worried about all this extra shit, where are we going? Where are we headed? If you looking in the other motherfucking direction, love. And again, I know my flaws, which is why I made this entire first episode about me. All about my ugly ass. Because, motherfucker, listen, I had a motherfucker call me ugly the other day. Just the other day. I think today is Sunday. Thursday, maybe. Friday. Ugly. Black and ugly. And it was a third one, too. I was like, what the fuck? In one day, nigga? Good job. Good job, Papo. I'm going to change my name, too. I'm gonna add Hoppo to the end of that motherfucker. From now on, call me Guapo Hoppo. That's what I'm going to go by from now on. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening.